Well, before we open up the web, I just want to speak to the young people. So, we're all attentive, are we? Right, I want to read you something from Proverbs. Something from Proverbs. And it says here, pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and then health to the bones. So pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Right. Does any of you know what a honeycomb is? Do you know what a honeycomb is? Any idea? Yes.
Somewhere that bees go and make their honey.
That's right, somewhere where bees go and make their honey. Is that what you were going to say? You were. It's really their house. It's really a house. And bees are very busy creatures. They work and work and work and they're building. Now, this house that they build, is it bitter or sweet? What is it? It's sweet. How do you know it's sweet? How do you know that that house they make, they build, is sweet? How do you know? Any idea how you know? Do you know how it's, whether it's sweet or bitter? Huh? What is it? It's sweet, is it? How do you know it's sweet? You can taste it. Have you ever tasted honey? You have. So honey is not bitter. It's actually sweet. Is honey good for you or bad for you? Any idea? Have you got any idea, Liam? Is it bad for you or good?
Good for you.
It's good for you. Liam says it's good for you. Right. Have you been... How many of you like honey? Come on, be honest. How many of you like honey? Yeah, we've got a few. Who doesn't like honey? Eh? Oh, we're going to have to work on it. Because honey is actually good. It is good. Do you know it's better than actual sugar? You know this sugar that we buy, white sugar? Well, that's all been starched. That's all been worked on. But if you have honey or brown sugar, it's actually better for you. Now, the Bible says pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. So what has words got to do with a honeycomb, we ask ourselves? Any idea what words have got to do with a honeycomb? We've already said it's sweet, it's good for you. Now we come over to words. We're not words, are don't we? We're using them right now, aren't we? We're communicating. This is how we communicate. We communicate by words. Now, these words that come out of our mouth can be sweet. What else can they be?
Horrible.
Horrible. And we use a word for horrible. What's the opposite to sweet?
Bitter.
Bitter. There we go. Sweet and bitter. So what do you regard as a food or a drink that could be bitter? Anything you've tasted that, oh, that's bitter. You know? Anything comes to mind? Yes?
A lemon.
Actually, I've got a confession, mate. I like sucking lemons. So anybody says, go and suck lemons. I actually like that. But not everyone likes sucking lemons. Have you ever sucked a lemon? Have you sucked a lemon? What is it like in your mouth? Have you got any idea when you suck a lemon or something bitter? What does it do? Can you taste it? What does it do? It does something actually to the teeth. Have you what does it do?
It eats into them.
Well, yeah, it eats into them. But if you suck on a lemon, you can do this as an experiment. Alright? You can go home and you can get a lemon and you can just suck on it. Do you know what? If you grind your teeth like that, your teeth have got a film on them now. A sort of, when you suck a lemon, they go dry. And they, when you go like that, they're sort of dry and you can feel them grinding. They're grinding. It seems to sort of take away all the sort of moisture that is on your teeth that keeps them sort of lubricated. It takes a sort of lubrication away from the mouth. It's got a bitter taste to it. Right, so we've established then honey and lemons. We're doing all right here. And we now, it says here in Proverbs, it refers to it with words. So, what sort of words can come out of our mouth? Can Can sweet words come out of our mouth? Can we be sweet and nice? Yes? Can we be sweet and nice? Can we also be bitter? Yes, somebody's saying bitter. So sometimes it's not always good things that come out of our mouth, does it? And it says this sweetness, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Right. Would you say that when you say nice things, loving things, would you say that that is healthy? Would you say that that is positive and healthy? Would you say so? Yeah? When people say nice things to you, there's something healthy and nice about it, isn't it? Huh? But what about when there's things come out that are horrible and bitter and nasty? Would you say that that sounds healthy? Huh? No, it doesn't, does it? Did you know that bitter words, nastiness, can actually bring on you illness? Did you know that? Some illnesses that people have is because horrible things are coming out of their mouth. And so as a result of that, they're bringing upon them bad illnesses. And don't think you have to be old to get that, because young people can get it as well. And you're at school and you hear nice things said, but you also hear very horrible things that are said. And God doesn't want horrible things coming out of your mouth. He wants you to say nice things to people. That person that you say nice things to may have said something horrible to you, but you determined to say, I'm not going to come back to them with that. I'm going to come back to them and I'm going to be kind to them. I'm going to say something nice to them, even though they've said something horrible to me. Because that's what Jesus does. Because you see, in time, if we don't say nice things, we're going to start to be ill. And do you know what some of those illnesses are that come out of horrible, nasty words? Anger, resentment. Well, nasty words, horrible words, can start to give you bad heads. Can start to give you uncomfortable feelings inside, like sickness, feeling sick. Or nasty words can start to bring muscle problems into the legs and the arms and the neck. Have you seen people with arthritis? Do you know what arthritis is? It's a bone disease, and some people have it very badly. Not everybody, but a lot of that can be, have come through people resentful, bitterness, bitter words, angry that comes out of them. But what they don't realise, they think they're getting their own back in what they're saying to that person, but as a result of it, they're bringing on them disease, illness, sickness, even mental trouble, people with mental trouble. Now, you, in your school now where you are seeing a lot of young people your age are beginning to get what they call paranoia problems, mental problems. But that isn't going to be it. That isn't going to be your problem. It's because they're saying very wicked, horrible, unkind things. And that's what it means here. It says pleasant words are like that honeycomb, that sweet honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to your bones. So those nice things you say are going to keep you in good health. Do you want to be in good health? Do you? Do you want to be in good health? I know I do. I don't want to be sick. Who wants to be sick? That's how you're going to do it. And Jesus will bless that.